You're listening to the Red Diamond Courier, an Elder Scrolls podcast. Here are your hosts, Bob Chichinski and Dog Bark 24.
Welcome everyone to episode 128 of the Red Diamond Courier. I am here with you as always, Bob Chichinski, with my good friend Dog Bark 24. My dude, how you doing this week?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Excited to be here as always. And right now, it's all nice and dark here in the Red Diamond shop. We have the shutters down. We are avoiding spoilers of the Scions of Athelia because we're in the dark time, you know, in between PC and console. So you have to be careful. But in that time, we're going to pump out some episodes for you guys. So we have a little bit of a recap. There is some stuff that's been going on since we've been around. Two events, so we're going to cover them. Obviously, we usually do a mayhem recap, so this will facilitate that. We're going to talk some crafters event as well. And then we also, later in the week, are going to be recording and putting in our patch notes episode, maybe plural, don't know yet. But exciting stuff, a lot of content coming out for you guys. And we are excited to be here. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to my good friend Dogged, who is going to fill us in on this new Crafters Celebration event that we had here in February.
All right. So we had the Crafters Celebration. It was from 2:15 to 2:20. So it was like, it's kind of like, you know, the Explorer Celebration where it's just random. You don't get tickets, but it's just something that they put on. This event in particular had double inspiration gain to all crafting skill lines. Newly dropped master writs had double the writ vouchers compared to normal. And then double drops for resource nodes, so not fishing animals or crafting surveys. Some people were pretty upset with the last one, the crafting surveys, because it wasn't explicitly said that they weren't in, you know, the article.
That's like, come on. They're never, ever double for the surveys. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I called, you know, a few of those people, Daft and, you know, Zone Chat, and actually in ESO Army Guild Chat, because, like, they haven't been doing that for, you know, like, 8 years. Like, why would they start now? That doesn't make sense. Like, it'd be nice if they started now, but that'd be like, expecting you to be dropped, or that's like, you know, hoping for a miracle, right? You shouldn't be hoping for a miracle for, you know, something crazy, something so different.
Yeah, exactly. That's really hope in there.
It also brought transmuting traits was 50% less than normal, so 25 transmute crystals for your transmuting stuff. And then lastly, they increased the chance of receiving improvement materials, such as temporary alloy and that kind of stuff, from destructing equipment of an appropriate rarity. So if you broke down like a gold piece of jewelry, you're more likely to, you know, get a gold piece back. The event also, for a couple of hours, had 50% less reconstruction until people were using a duplication glitch to get infinite transmute stones to transmute normal gear for pulling near crux and breaking it that down, and then constructing gear and breaking that down, you know, the whole glitch or the whole duplication process. Bob, were you able to reconstruct anything for 50% less? I know you were wanting to do some different gear sets, you know, early February, mid February. So
I was, and when this event came out, I read the thing and I was really amazed that they were doing that specifically. I was like, wow, okay, this is a great time to do that. And then I went to work, and then by the time I got home, they had already turned that off. That's how fast that happened. So Yeah, I wasn't able to do any of that. Thank you to all the people who had to go and break that for everyone, because that was actually going to be really, really cool. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I also didn't get to reconstruct anything. But, you know, me personally, I'd use the glitch to, you know, get me some good old pulverized Orbic Amber for infused jewelry, because farming Orbic Amber is a huge pain. I don't know if you tried it or not, but it's like 1 in 3 Psijic portals, you get 1/10. So like maybe you get a pulverized Amber. Maybe if you're lucky, you get the full Orbic Amber. But it's like I said, it's 1 in 3 Psijic portals and it's awful and I hate it.
Yeah, that's fair, honestly. I mean, I guess when you're just transmuting and then you're deconstructing things right next to you, it's not that much time, but I mean.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, man. And that's just what, you know, like, I mean, yeah, you have, and I guess some people do have surpluses of transmute crystals to do that with. But I mean, at the lowest, it's 12 transmute crystals to reproduce an item. So to reproduce 10 items, that's 120 crystals. So you can't even reproduce 100. So you can reproduce like 90. So yeah, I mean, I guess with a full 1,000 transmutes, you could potentially get 90 Nurnkrux or Amber or whatever. But I mean, I don't know. Is that that big of a deal? It's not even a full stack.
I mean, you can do it multiple times, though. I mean, depending on how long. Like, if they had it up the entire 5-day weekend, or not the 5-day weekend, but they had it the entire event duration, I would definitely have gotten myself, you know, 3 or 4 Orbic Amber, maybe more if I, you know. I was a bit busy over that time, so. But I would have definitely tried to make some time to, you know, use an exploit, because like I said, I don't like farming Orbic Amber, and I have a lot of jewelry masterates I want to do, specifically, you know, infused ones, because apparently all the ones that I have are infused.
Like, who didn't think that was going to be something that was going to happen when they're creating that, was my real question. Like, of course that's going to happen.
I think it was an oversight. They just didn't think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they just had faith in humanity, God forbid.
Yeah, but Snake Art right there, you know. If there's a way to exploit it, you know, people will figure it out. People will find the way.
All right, dog. So was there any other drama in the Crafter Celebration?
You know, people were pretty upset about the rare construction bit being turned off. But, you know, he kind of said it's understandable, you know. Duplication glitch isn't really good for, you know, pulling Nurnkrux economy.
Yeah.
My guess, though, is that if they do the event again, which they probably will, that they might have the reconstruction bit working better, maybe, with like some limitations, like, oh, maybe you can't like be lower than 25. It's 50%, or you can't have lower than 25 transmutes for reconstruction, which, you know, if you have the entire set collection, then that doesn't help you. But if you're missing, I don't know, 5 pieces or something, that's so good.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good in between.
The next bit of drama, though, that happened over on Xbox. Grammaton said it was going off for a few hours before I caught what was happening. But, you know, the gist is some law degree Xbox player was angry over wording over Master Ritz saying, "Getting is not the same as created or earned." And then, get this, he said, "I bet that they'll start doing double tomorrow after they read my bug report, because I have a law degree." Yeah, and if you think that sounds insane, well, that's because it is insane. And you know what? The old Master Ritz never gave double, so I guess that angry Xbox dude is, you know, suing. And I really hope this guy is stupid enough to sue, because that's like a slam dunk case for Zoss. Because, you know, you can't really sue people for differences of interpretation and what damage is really caused, besides, you know, emotional damage because he was in the wrong. Which, yeah, again, but that's his fault.
Dogged. He has a law degree.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. All right. So that kind of, you know, wraps up the drama a bit, but you might be wondering, so what were you supposed to do during the Crafters celebrations? You know, you might ask. Well, the first thing you should do is that you should go do your writs. Maybe actually, you know, do your writs on all your characters if you don't already do that. Cough, cough, Bob.
Yeah, no one has time for that. Okay.
Come on, it's only like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can also, you know, get your crafting skills to 50 on alter new characters. You can sell your unwanted intricate items quickly on guild traders or all types of like random jewelry and glyphs because, you know, people want that for to break down. You can transmute and deconstruct transmuted gear for potent Nurn while it was 50% off because, you know, you can do that. Actually, one thing that I do is that I do that and I'll sell the potent Nurn and then I'll go buy fortified Nurn Crux because I'm out of fortified Nurn Crux all the time because of, you know, master writs. And then lastly, you can farm resources during this event. And, you know, that's about it.
Or you could do what I did and push for Emperor in under 50 campaign and just not do the event at all.
Yeah, you could do that, you know, but after you did your writs on the Emperor character, right?
And then you will also have FOMO the whole time like I did, and then you will feel like you didn't get to do any of this event when you're podcasting about it, when your co-host is talking about it, so... Don't be a Bob, you know, just enjoy the event. I did, you know, take my characters out and pull out some of my rewards of the worthy that I had been just ridiculously gaining, pushing for Emperor, and break them all down for the extra double, you know, inspiration. So I did do something.
I mean, something's better than nothing, you know. Getting crafting exactly. Stuff is good.
Especially for jewelry and enchanting, like, you really double, like, you need to take advantage of that when it's there. Yeah.
Enchanting is one you can just, like, if you have a crafter already, you can just, you know, do it all in one go.
But well, yeah, I remember your ridiculous list of how long it takes. I don't have that much inventory space to move that kind of glyphs, personally.
Yeah, it was a whole project, you know, but... I had to go across to, like, multiple characters, pull everything out of the bank, go across them, and all that.
I would say you could just use the guild bank, but it would take so long to deposit that many things into it because it's so slow that, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Not even worth it. It's nicer just to put them in your personal bank because then you could just
break them down. Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. But we digress.
Yeah, you know, of course. But, you know, in review, you know, the nice thing about this event is that once you did your writs for the day, you were basically done. The other thing worth doing after that for a prolonged amount of time would be to, you know, farm resources. Or, you know, you can get a craft skill to 50 and spend transmutes. But that takes, like, less than 15 minutes. You know, maybe, you know, clearing out, you know, inventory space, that'll take like an hour, but that's only if your bank is messy like mine and your inventory on your main character is messy like mine. The other nice thing is that, you know, since newly created master writs were already doubled, you didn't need to rush through them. If you're hoarding any master writs or over new life, you use a bunch of master writs, you weren't benefited or missing out on extra vouchers. So that was actually a pretty nice thing. I actually just did a couple alchemy writs that was, you know, 10 vouchers because they're potions like an hour ago. So,
yeah. And I mean, considering they just put out those new like Grandmaster stations too, it's kind of cool that they gave a little way to increase the writ vouchers people are earning.
Yeah, for sure. Even if it's only for 5 days, you know, that still helped.
Hey, man, like you said, 20 characters a day, do all your writs. Which I'm actually working on unlocking my 20th character slot, finally. Haven't done it, but I'm going to. I'm at 18 right now. I'm going to get 19. My current crowns just came in. And not to totally derail this again, but how did you get anything good from your 10 scale collar crates?
I mean, I got random pets that I, you know, looked
at. Did you, how many extra cards did you get? I got 2 extra cards, and neither of them were like, and one was a gold, and I was like, oh my God. And it was like a pet. I was like,
I feel like I got a mount, but it was like, it wasn't a radiant mount, or I guess or it would have been, but it wasn't like the, it wasn't the apex mount. It was like, if it was an apex, it was just like something random that they put in there, some random mount, but.
I did get the statue of Perryite from Scalecaller, so.
That's a pretty good one.
That was pretty cool. I was like, I can't even trade that back for gems. That I gotta keep.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyways, I hope you all got, some good stuff from your free crates from this month's daily rewards as well. I also hope you guys all enjoyed the crafting celebration. Hopefully a little bit more than I did. I was quite busy, but I'll get into all that. I mean, I think I told you guys I pushed for Emperor last episode. Maybe not. Or maybe I told you I was going to. I really don't remember. But yeah,
but you did it like 4 times, so.
Yeah, so there's plenty to talk about. And most of them were during the crafter celebration, so. I hope you guys enjoyed it. So does Dogged. Dogged obviously had a good time. I could tell how excited he was to talk about it alone. And yeah, so we're going to move it right along into the current state of Cyrodiil. And Dogged, I see you have a little note here you want to say.
Oh yeah, no CP, no proc is the worst Cyrodiil. I hate it. We'll go more on that next episode, patch notes episode, if I remember, but I probably will remember because, I hate the no proc campaign, and the no proc campaign is the worst.
Yeah, man. It's, wasn't that the campaign that we're in with, the train?
No, that's a no CP campaign. There is proc sets.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's I remember the, this you know, guy came in and he was so upset. He's like, I just want to play no CP Cyrodiil and it's only happens during the event and you guys are ruining the campaign.
Oh, yeah, because of the train. Fun. Yeah. Because it's the one time that they bring it back and he's like, oh, well, we're going to use this campaign for the, the train.
I mean, what would be the harm in just having a no CP camp? Well, I guess it's like, oh, no CP or no proc. It's like, what? Like,
they should just get rid of, the no proc part. They should
get rid of no proc and have no CP.
Yeah. Or they should, do stuff to actually make it work. But, like I said, we'll talk about that next episode because.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get into our mayhem talk, we do have some scores for you guys this episode. No PlayStation scores still. I know. I keep saying it's going to happen. I'm basically a total loser. I will make it happen. Okay. I
believe in you.
More money in April. Okay. I got a raise. So I'm going to take it all and I'm going to put it on the table. And I'm like, Sony, I need to know the scores. All right. I don't want to go log in. I just want a personal message from a Sony representative each week. How much will that cost? Okay. No, I'm not getting that big of a raise, but. Anyways, we do have PC and Xbox for you. These are from a couple days ago. So we got these, and then we're going to have more later in the week with the patch notes episode. So you guys are going to be all up to date right now. Looks like, Dog, do you have even fresher Xbox ones than PC? But they're still very close. For PC, these scores were with 21 days remaining in the campaign. For PCNA Greyhost campaign, which, by the way, I hope we get a campaign name change this year. I'm so over this 3-year-old stuff we got going. But anyways, Gray Host PCNA, we got EP in the lead with 29K. Very close, though, right behind them is AD at 28K and DC at 27K. So, I mean, very close. PCNA always has some great competition. You know, a lot of ball groups, but, you know, a lot of good scoring by each faction and pretty well-sided. Different hours of the day, but, you know, you can always find a good time in there. So, as far as EU, we've got AD in the lead. That's kind of cool. Haven't seen enough AD in the lead lately, so good to see them. First and second on PC right now. That's cool. AD, 34K. EP with 23.8K. And DC bringing up the freaking caboose in both campaigns, 23.2K. I mean, they're close to second. That's not close enough, though. Last places. Oof. But, Dog, I hope that you can tell me in the very least that we are not in last place in both of the Xbox campaigns.
Well, actually, yeah, we're not in last place. But for the Xbox campaign, there's 19 days left. First, we have EP in the lead with 33.6K. And second, shortly behind, is DC with 33.3K. And then last is AD with 29.8K. And, you know, it's pretty close there. DC might pass them if, you know, the current scoring stays steady. It's been a bit all over. I know we did pass them, but then EP passed us. So, you know, depends on, I guess, you know.
Yeah, that's really close. That's some really good competition, too. And these are probably, you know, still a bit from mid-year impact, right? You know, so
yeah,
probably drove the competition up a little bit, but still, you know, really good scores, really good competition going on in there.
Yep. And then on the Xbox EU side of things, we have DC in the lead with 42K, EP in second with 29K, and AD in last with 23K. So DC has a strong lead in there right now.
See, now you do the little jingle, and I get to do my own little dance while you do it in my chair. But no one could see it because we don't stream. But, you know, maybe one day.
Maybe one day, but not today.
Not today, no. But we do got DC in the lead, so that is very awesome. Glad they're leading one campaign at the least. PlayStation. I'm sure Ebonheart Pact's probably leading at least one of them. Daryl was doing great on PlayStation. And yeah, I will keep making promises to you. I'm very good at making promises, and it's like a toss-up. Usually I follow through, but, you know, apparently when it's PlayStation, I fail. But you never know. I still do own my PlayStation, so, you know, that's a good start. Beyond all that, before I keep rambling about mid-year and M pushes and everything else that, you know, my mind gets lost and mixed up with when we don't do an episode for a month, we, of course, want to remind you in this middle portion of our episode that we are part of the oh-so-wildly popular Robots Radio Podcast Network. Listened to in 900 different regions of 70 different countries, illegal in at least 5 different nations, and pumping out new podcasts every day. Two of those three things are true. You could choose which ones you like. Regardless, check us out at Robots Radio.
Hey, Guardians, we are the Destiny Show Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things Destiny 2. We invite amazing guests from the Destiny community to share their stories and discuss the latest topics from the world of Destiny. Check us out on Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, or live on Twitch every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. We will see you, Starside.
All right. So we are back. Time to talk some mayhem. Some of our favorite times of the year. And right into it is the notes from Dogged. Approximate AP scored overall in the event. Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that I know a pretty good number because my bank was pretty much down to zero from doing imp pushes in these under 50 campaigns because Dogged won't play with me. So I'm literally over there just repairing walls all night long. And let me tell you, wall repairs ain't cheap, okay? Like,
they aren't, no.
It costs more than you earn, you know? So it burns my... And like... You think, oh, Bob, come on, it's 300 AP per. I'm like, yeah. Well, when you repair every wall of a castle, it probably takes like almost 500 wall repairs.
I feel like you could have grabbed some from the guild bank, and that's on you.
I didn't know there was some in the guild bank. So
there's always random stuff in the guild bank, so that's on you.
Well, there's about to not be, but that's for another day. But... yeah, so I pushed about 7.5 mil in this event. I really wanted to go over 10. I wanted to do more. There was a couple times that I just couldn't get into the queue in Quagmire or Black or Grey Host. Black Reach usually is okay, but... and then there was a couple times where I was just still throughout the event playing in the lobbies and not like going super crazy hard scoring. But still, I'm pretty proud with my 7.5 million. And it did allow me to go buy the things I remembered today that I earned last year when I got a 5-star, the Elder Scroll for your house, which is like 250k AP. And Volendrung, which I don't know what achievements you have to get to unlock it in your house, but apparently I've done it. I didn't think I could get it, but I did. And that was like a million. So, Dog, now my house is back on the same level as yours. Except I don't have 4 Calgarantes. I only have one.
I mean, if you don't have one of each kind, who even are you? Like...
I only have one, and I'm okay with that.
Come on. You have to break the old Xboxes, all right? You have to make them help.
My current one sometimes.
I don't know why that would be, you know? 4 Calgarantes plus stuff, you know?
Plus
I feel
everything
like that's...
else, yeah. That's just the tip of the iceberg, honestly. That they're melting.
I feel like that's, you know, normal.
Okay, so Dogged... what about you? How much did you score?
I scored a whopping 12 million AP.
That's pretty good, man. Got in the double digits.
Yeah. You know, my main goal was, you know, scoring AP since last year. I broke my bank and way overspent. Normally, I try to keep around that, like 50 million, but I was under 30 million AP. So this fight shakes mayhem. My main goal was, you know, score AP in the most efficient way possible, which is, of course, the AP train. But moreover, I'd play wherever I would get the most AP. So I spent, you know, like 30 minutes in Overgloom with like a 6x or 8x AP buff because we had low pop and low score. And I was getting 11k a resource, which is insane. Like,
that's insane.
Yeah. I thought I put somewhere how much I made in that short period of time, but I guess I didn't. But yeah, either way, it had to have been a lot because, well, if I was getting, you know, 11k a resource, that's 3 resources. They were definitely taking keeps. So yeah, probably scored a couple 100k from, you know, that 20 minutes.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And you know, every MMO I've ever played, I love hoarding things, and like, you know, 9 out of 10 of the people I talk to, like, oh my god, you have this many of, you know, whatever item. And there's always that one guy who's just like, oh, I have like 10 times that. And like somehow I ended up with that guy as my co-host and best friend in ESO. So great. That's what I get to live with. I just shut my mouth now. I don't even bring up how much of anything I have because there's no reason to. Other than because I know Dog enjoys relishing in it. So I just give it. I just give him a, throw him a bone every now and again. Like, oh, you know, I got 200 tempering alloys or, you know, I let me raise that. I could say I got a 700 and he's probably like, oh, I have 1,000. You know, whatever.
But at least if you find, you know, 10,000 or real quick.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, yes, I'm glad that you have a once again ridiculous amount of alliance points, Dog.
That's not true, all right? I'm still under 50 million, all right?
Well, I'm under 10, so there, where's the line? What are the rules?
Under 50 million is not good. Over 50 million is good.
Okay, well, there you go. They're defined. Yeah. All right, Doug. So, was there a grab bag this event? That's what there everyone wants to know.
I don't know if there was one last year, but there was one this year, and there was a lot of stuff in the grab bag because all of the Peaver's Imperial City event style pages were also put into the grab bag, I think. Or maybe there's just too many style pages because they add them, you know, every event. It's hard to say, but there's a lot of stuff in there, like a lot of stuff. I think there was like 6 style pages. There was a lot.
You know what the problem is with having so many different style pages? They each have so many different pages of each different style. All of them in the same grab bag. All for 2 tickets each.
Yeah, it's impossible to grab them all.
So many freaking things that I can never get them all. And I didn't even get close. I have no idea how many more grab bags I could have bought. How many more pages I do or don't have. The achievements, I don't care to go check. I don't even
know. Don't worry. They're not in the achievements. So there's no achievements for you to be able to check. You can't check it, actually.
Can't check anything. And I didn't even care to in the way that I thought I could. So, you know, I just stopped buying grab bags at some point. So I'm never going to get. I don't even know what I don't have. And I'm assuming at this point that it's only style pages, so probably. I'm just gonna stop. That was my decision with the grab bags. I'm glad, you know, always bring back the grab bags. Maybe choose one style from the past events and like put that one, not every single one of each one. Okay, that's draw the line somewhere. We have to have the line as I draw my imaginary line with my hands that you guys can't see very emphatically.
I don't know, because if they do that, then I'll get one that I don't need and not, you know, one of the 6 others that I do need.
Oh, so. Well, I don't care.
Oh, well.
Yeah, wow. From the guy who has just under 50 million AP, I'm not really worried about your problems right now, Doc.
Well, you know.
No, I don't. Please tell me.
I just gonna, you know, move on and also, you know, put it out there. We don't need a new style page every White Shakes Mayhem, you know. That's not necessary. I will say, though, because I don't think they're not going to do a new style page. Hopefully what they do instead of adding a new theme style page, maybe we get the Dova Duel weapons for the upcoming mid-year mayhem. Maybe that's how they typically do it, and this, you know, past 30 seconds was all pointless. Who knows? Not me. All I know is that there's, you know, too many style pages, as, you know, Bob was saying. Grab bags have too many. Yeah, too many.
Like, you know, no one is trying on this many style pages. Like, you're going to ruin Fashion Scrolls Online by overflooding it's just to everyone's brain.
I don't think that's possible, honestly.
It's already done it for me. Like, I'm not going through 100 different pieces of each piece of gear. I'm just going to put on a costume and color it. Like, I don't care. I'll pay for ESO Plus forever to be able to color my costumes. Like, I don't care. Just for that. Whatever.
That's fair. Gold. I guess I use costume and, you know, weapons. Like, yep. That's all I really care about. Just exactly. Costume, weapons, dies. But also, you know, if only there was an achievement category labeled Holiday Events with a subcategory of White Strikes Mayhem they could add Style Page Master Achievements to. Wouldn't that be nice, Bob? You know?
Well, so like, Yeah. Like I was hoping there was.
Yeah, like you were hoping there was.
Or assumed but there, is, there was.
Yeah. But you know, as the French say, qu'est-ce la vie?
Dog, it's c'est la vie.
No, I took French, all right, for 3 years. I know for a fact that c'est la vie is correctly pronounced qu'est-ce la vie, all right?
If you're right, then you're right. But I really can't argue. I don't know any French people, so I'm just gonna keep living my life the way I've been living it. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, we don't get bombarded by a bunch of French people saying, "Hey, you're misspeaking that."
So, yes, you are misspeaking that. How do you misspeak? Misspoke? Like, God, dog. God.
How do I say, you know, c'est la vie is qu'est-ce la vie? Who knows these things? I don't.
There was one. When we started the show, you said hires of the Red Diamond.
Well, you know what? You know what I have to retort that, you know? Nothing. Who doesn't add an achievement category with, you know, the subcategory, White Streaks Mayhem, you know, for all the style pages? You don't even need to stop with White Streaks Mayhem. You can do all of the events, all of them. Like, New Life has them.
Yeah, you know, that's someone's job. Like, you know, they're overlooking this, and they need to do it, you know? Like, they should be excited to write these extra achievements.
Like, they recently just did it with, Infinite Archive. It's not called Infinite Archive. I don't know what it's called anymore. No, it is Endless. Called Infinite Archive.
Endless.
Yeah. It used to be called Endless. Now it's called Infinite.
Okay, Infinite.
But they did it for like all the different, what do you call them? The antiquities. That's what you call them. And the other stuff too. So they did a bunch of stuff like that. So now they just need to do it for the style pages from all of the events. All of them.
Okay. So in the hopes of keeping this hour episode under an hour, I'm really going to try and keep my stories concise because Dogged has two pages lined up and it's 37 only minutes.
Oh, I guess two pages.
I think that maybe we'll do this in 13 minutes, but we will find out. So I'm just going to go ahead and start. Midger Mayhem, White Strikes Mayhem, whatever you want to call it, was very, very awesome. 2024 Spring Mayhem. Couldn't have started off better. I had just been taking over the DC faction in the Under 50 campaign. I mean, I worked hard on this character, guys. Like, you may be like, Under 50, what a joke. I don't care, dude. I felt like a god down there. My sets were super good. I didn't gold out my weapons until, you know, I was Emperor, and then you gotta gold out your weapons. And then my mount was at 60% plus stamina, like at like 18. And then my inventory was like max. I was rich with alliance points to do whatever I wanted. I mean, and I bought Meteor for that character, like with my own money. Like, I bought crowns and bought Meteor. And,
you know, normally I just farm it, but
no, I'm not doing that. It was so, so worth it, dude. Like, having it on the Arcanist, it was amazing. And the Arcanist is just so legendary. I didn't even have to use the beam. Like, the beam wasn't even my main thing, only when I was doing like resources and stuff. But I was just killing people with like Crushing Shock and the like tentacle arm from the Arcanist. The fact that it stuns is just so sexy. I mean, and as Emperor, it was just ridiculous. ridiculous. Guys, I'm walking around with like 60k health, like 40k magicka, and almost 30k stamina. I mean, it was stupid, and the recoveries are just through the roof. My damages are through the roof. My ultimate regen is doubled. Like, and when you have Shooting Star and you hit 10 NPCs and your ultimate regen is doubled, let me tell you, you're dropping like 3 Shooting Stars. Like, it's just how it's gonna go.
Man, I miss the days where you didn't need to be Emperor to do that.
I know, right? But yeah, it was so wild and so fun. Unfortunately, that campaign is pretty dead. I think I do remember talking about this last episode. I was like telling people, like, go play it, man. And I think it worked. I think, you know, people heard my call. I'm just kidding. You know, I'm not going to get all crazy.
It's going to be, man.
Well, even before then, you know, seemed like a little more people the second week. And then the third week with mid-year, yeah, I got a little pop, and there was all kinds of stuff. I did get some hate. Oh my gosh, this is actually so stupid, but I will say it. I won't say his name. It's just this guy. I was on yellow because I had done blue for 2 weeks, kind of bored. And I ended up leveling that character out as Emperor, which is a whole nother story. But so I was playing on yellow, and these group of blues, like 5 or 6 of them, they're attacking Robek, and they get in there, and I dump oils on them when they get to the inner porch, and I waited, I timed it perfect, and I like had my 3 oils lined up, and I was like, boom, 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 like hit them all so quick, they had no chance, and it killed all of them except one. They all had to revive at their camp out there. And then when I came down to fight the last one, there was another guy down there fighting him, and this other guy I'd seen running around. And I'll say his name because that guy doesn't seem like he cares about anything. This guy, and he's also just kind of a random dude, but Azteca. And he is like, because I say that I was like really doing good in that campaign, but there's still people that are like even better than I am, and it's like crazy how good these guys could get in the under 50 campaign. So we kill these people, you know, blah blah blah, and dude messages me and is like, yeah, wow, you had to call the sweatiest player in the game to come help you. And I was like, excuse you, but you all died to oils before Aztec came out here and started doing anything. And he is like, no, no, no. You, like, there's no way you would have defended that keep without him. And I was like, look, man, I don't know why you think I've never talked to this dude in my life. I've never even played with him, okay? You guys died to oils. It's okay, bro. Like, take the L.
It's not okay, though.
Yeah, and he just kept going, and he was like, no, you hit him up. I know. I've seen you guys play together before, and I was like, dude, what do you think? Like, I have an Azteca hotline that I'm just like... Oh no, hurry, get online and come over because they're gonna take Robek. And he was like, yes, I believe you do. That is exactly what he said. And I was like, wow. So then I hopped over to blue and I was in group, I went in zone chat. I was like, yo, get out of my DMs, dude. And everyone's like, oh wow. And I was like, yeah, dude's just crying in my DMs because I killed you guys with oils. I mean, you know, it happens. I died in the game, too. And he was just like, oh, no, you have to call your friends, blah, blah. And I was just like, you know, it felt a little good. You know, it's like I haven't got hate from anyone in PvP for quite a while. It just gives me a rush. Like, I don't know. Like, it makes me feel alive, you know? Like, oh, my God, this person just hates me so much, and I hate them too, and it's like so visceral, but it's not even real at all, you know? It's just crazy. I don't know, it's kind of funny. And then yeah, I ended up running in that group with him later in Mayhem, so you know that's how Mayhem goes.
Yeah, You know, it's almost like there's this big, when you attack the keep, you know, it glows. You know, you light it on fire and stuff, you know.
Yeah, you know. Like, or like, it says Bob Chichinski killed 5 people with oil. Robot keep in the chat.
Yeah, we have to be at the keep, you know. Aztec
no, it guy, says he, it anywhere. It says it anywhere.
You know, you have to be like at the keep or like near the keep.
Nah.
It does, yeah.
I don't believe it. How close? I see people killing people from all around the map. I swear. Straight up.
Are you sure it's not just like in the general vicinity of the keep?
Bro, I don't think so. It could be though. It may be. I don't know.
Because I know like if you're like at like, for example, Robeck, you might get something for like the fields just outside of it, which is like some called like something weird.
Okay, well, fair enough. But other than that, so we scored a lot of AP. We documented that. Kind of my favorite moments of it were going into mid-year. I got Emperor again on my Arcanist. It was like during mid-year. It was super fun. And there was a moderate amount of people on, not a lot, not a great amount, but enough to have some fights. And I'd been playing with this one other guy. Gosh, I can't remember his name right now. Something Celt. Something, I don't know. Something Celt. But anyways, he was super chill dude. And me and Grammaton ran with him, and we got me Imp. And I ended up playing on that character until I leveled out. And that actually, I mean, I don't know. I've heard rumblings of people like having different ways where they get stuck with an Emperor title somehow. But that definitely broke a game. And if y'all get it taken away now, you could blame it on me. But I'm just running around with the Emperor title at all times. Except, weirdly, on the character that I got it on. Now, that's gone back to former. So, I can't explain that. But, anyways, I leveled out as Emp. It was a totally cool thing. I was like, wow, this is, like, so cool. That was so fun. And then, Celt was right behind me because we had scored so much. He got up to second. And so, when it kicked me out of the campaign and took my score away, he got up to first. And surely enough, I just went back in on a different blue that I had been working on. It was still pretty low, but dogs showed me the ways of a Templar a little bit. So I wasn't too shabby. And I was just out there, you know, jabbing my way across the map, helping him out. And we crowned him. And I mean, during both the times from like me being Imp and him being Imp, there was so many times that we would like be taking a keep and then we'd be like, oh, like Chalmers flagged or something. We would hop on, you know, hit the transmute, hit get up there on our mounts. I'd be flying with 60 mount speed on my first character. And man, we would get there and they just could not kill me. And they'd be trying so hard. And then finally my two other homies would come in and we would just mop up. I mean, we're going like 3 on anywhere from 5 to 10. It was so ridiculous and fun. I mean, we were coming in at like the last minute of flips. They're on the second flag and we're just ruining their day. It was good. And yeah, I mean, It was just a lot of fun, a lot of PvP action. You know, I ran a lot of scrolls in that under 50 campaign. I hate running scrolls. It's been 10 years. Can we do something about the running scrolls, okay? Like, it is monotonous as hell. You got no one gets the rapids thing anymore. Like, no one understands that if they're on their mount casting rapids on the scroll dude, then he could get major expedition every 8 seconds. Well, they have to be in your crew
now, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, oh my god. So many constituencies. Like, just make the freaking scroll dude faster, okay? Can he just not have a buff the whole way? maybe like 30 seconds, then it runs out for 10 seconds, and then he gets it back, you know? So, like, there is a chance people chasing him, they catch him. But guess what? People chasing him could be on their freaking mounts, and they can't. So, like, I'm done. I'm done touching the scrolls. I'm not running them back to the keep. If I take a scroll, I'm just going to wear it on my back like a freaking party thing until I drop it. And that's what I've decided. I did get to do some stuff with Volendron. Oh, there was this one funny story. I soloed Black Boot, I think, as Emperor with Volendron. And then these two yellows came out and tried to, like, attack it. And so I ran out the front door and I killed the one yellow. And then the other yellow, he just started kiting me around, like, a little pillar and tree. And I don't know if you guys have ever fought with Volendron, but it is not easy to kill people when they're kiting. And it's not really a 1v1 kind of weapon. And the whole time it's just killing you and you don't have a heal. So I'm just like slowly, and I mean slowly as Emperor, dying. It took so long, and then finally I died. And this fool just like teabags the living crap out of me, and I got so offended. I was like, nah, dude, nah. And I ran straight out there, and he came all up like he was gonna destroy me with Volendron because I had dropped it. And I just kited him around literally the same thing he did, and he just chased me around even in a dumber way than I chased him around. And I killed him so fast. As soon as I got my meteor, it just wasted him. I mean, that was the best part, honestly, too, about that character, Meteor. I was meteoring people for, like, half their health. It was such a ridiculous execute. It was, like, just once I got it, I was just like, they're dead. Like, that's it. I was, like, two-shotting people sometimes. It was, like, arm tangle, meteor. Like, depending on how low health and everything they were, it's just like, wow, dude, this is wild. But, yeah, so I've sufficiently talked now for quite some time, probably a good 5 minutes or so. So dog, to you could definitely, you could have your 5 minutes. One thing we didn't do is play together really at all in Mayhem. I still blame Dog for that, but you know,
I don't know.
Dog was so busy scoring his 50 million AP.
I was just under 50 million. All right. Stop, you know, making fun of me for not having 50 million AP, man.
Hey, I got to get my wins in where I can.
Yeah. All right. So day one Mayhem, right? So, Bob, you know that guy that sits at their faction-owned town and defending the life out of said town, killing all the people trying to do that quest there? You know,
yeah, you.
No. Well, you see, I executed that EP guy and helped take back control of Copsford. You know, easy thing to do on my Samplar in the no CP setting. And this was in the new no CP campaign. So Quagmire, not the garbage campaign. But the hard part was, you know, getting the fellow yellow to help me take Copsford, because I don't know. I just like, no, like, I need you to be on this flag. No, you can't be going over there killing those people. No, you need to be on this flag. You need to take this flag and then that flag and then that flag. And it was very hard.
Yeah, classic AD. Yeah.
I need to create a DC sampler because I just couldn't. But anyways, you know, I was doing town dailies there to get Cyrodiil Citrus to turn those into Colovian War Torts because, you know, Quagmire, you want your Colovian War Torts, double AP. Of course, you want your Colovian War Torts. What I didn't know is that I had 100 of them beforehand, so it was completely pointless, but that's okay. As always, you know, when you're doing town quests, if you're sneaking, using cloak, that's an act of aggression. And I found out where you were sneaking and hiding. I sent them packing back to town, you know, literally, or packing out of town. Sent the packing out of town because that makes more sense, you know, in the literal fashion. Eventually, you know, I do make my way down to Vlastris, capturing resources along the way, because that's what you do in a 4x AP campaign, where I take the town and start doing quests. And then, you know, some pesky blues show up and try taking the town. And then I give them the blues and make like 40k AP from it between kills and a defense tick, which is the same as the kill. So like 4k or so, because, you know, 4x is insane. That happens like three more times. And I guess DC just recovers from the blues quickly, because each time they came back trying and they lost each time. One of them gets angry and tells me to stop being toxic and leave, to which I respond with, you know, deal. Stop trying to take my town while I'm questing. You know, I just want to do these quests. I want to get my cereal citrus. I didn't know I had 100 of them, but I need my cereal citrus. All my characters need to have Colovian Wartorts. And then that goes, you know, back and forth for a little bit. And then eventually I tell him to go to Bruma or Crofsford instead, because both are blue at the time. And I was done with those areas. So, you know, they should go, if they don't want me to bother them, you know, go to the other area. Right. That I feel like that makes sense. A few minutes later, a group of around 15 of them came, super uncoordinated. So I give them all the blues one by one, even, you know, two by two in some cases. Scored a lot of AP because there's, you know, some fresh people there, some new people. And then I went to go kill the gaping maw for that quest. And as I go to get the bear, I get a fat 28.4k defense tick from Vlasherous. I didn't know defense ticks could be that high in even a 4x zone for a town, because it's a town. That's like getting a 28.4k from a resource. It's insane. But anyways, you know, I go back to turn in the quest and the blues return. But this was happening in Quagmire, you know, kind of like I said before. And it wasn't just the 15 blues. It was also the M group, because apparently the AP train broke. And not only was it the 15 blues and the M group, it was about quite a people who followed him from the train. So all of that, you know, just for me to be thrown out of town by like 30 to 40 blue, which is pretty funny. Like, you losing a town to 30 to 40 blue, including the Emperor. All because you're being a little pest, trying to do your quests and get thrown out of town.
Hey man, they're always looking for people to pick on.
Yeah, but you know, all of that to say, you know, just because you see someone in a PvP build defending a town doesn't mean they're doing it to be a douche. They just might want to do the quest and are willing to fight over them, like I was, because you know, 4k AP a kill is a lot of AP to pass up on. But I ended up scoring 750k AP on that character alone in that first day, because, you know, 4x is insane.
Yeah, that's a good day.
And most of that, or just under half of that, was, you know, without the actual train part going off. It's just, you know, 4x. So other than that, I played on a bunch of characters, barely touched my main Magplar. My main DPS Magplar, honestly, ironically, saw the most action of my Magplars, because I hated my life on my PvP Magplar, because no proc campaigns are awful and really need to be reworked or abandoned. You know, my tangents on this one, you know, thing will make much more sense next week when we actually have reasons to talk about it. But anyways, you know, I spent majority of my time on either my Stamplar or my Stamden, because both were fun. And I don't know, I think I'm, you know, I used to like Magicka characters. Now I just feel like I like Stamina characters now. I have, you know, a weird, I think, Stamina Awakening.
You had a what kind of awakening?
A Stamina Awakening, you know. The Stamina characters, like, they're making a comeback for me. I used to hate them because my Stamblade was so terrible. But...
Well, when they won't update any, you know, magic weapons or anything, you know, got to try something else eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also played on my Magblig, Sort, Crow, and Warden. They all got some attention. They scored a few skill points, but they were all kind of bad. Not because the characters are, or not because, you know, the classes are bad, the magic classes are bad, but because I have bad character, I have bad builds on them. They're mostly healer builds, except for my Magblade, which is just outdated. But, you know, that's my fault. My PvE tank DK saw a bit of action, most notably with our friend Vox, where he got a bit mad because he'd be chasing down runners And I would just, you know, yoink them back into the group and challenge them. And, you know, he kind of said something. I was like, well, I told him I'm not sure what else I'm supposed to do. You know, I only have two skills, you know, chains and talons, chains and talons. And yeah, he laughed. I laughed. It was pretty funny. At least I thought so. Maybe it was a pity laugh. I don't know. And then, oh, also, this is kind of like the main reason why I want to talk about my PvE tank is when you play an unhealthy amount of PvP, right, within a week, you tend to see people and you know them, but you're not sure why or how you know them. Did they bag you? Did you bag them because they made you mad because they're runners or nightblades and they try to kill you, but they can't? Are they good and should be avoided because it'll just be a stalemate if you try to attack them? Are they part of a ball group and they're trying to lead you somewhere? You know, that sort of stuff. I think I labeled everything, but, you know, there might be some other things that I'm missing. Like being in a guild, because anyways, I see someone named Captain Takashi while I'm playing. Like, I know that guy. Who, I don't know how I know that guy, but I know that guy. Who is that guy? And like, kind of like I said, he was in a guild. He was in the guild ESO army with us. But that's not how I know him. But I found out later how I know him because I checked my Twitter and I have a notification from Brad saying, don't do it, dog. It won't end well for you. And that's when I realized that Captain Takashi is Brad on Twitter. And I was like, oh, that's how I know him. That's how I recognize that name. And yeah. But pretty much that whole story is just about, you know, oh, I met Brad on, he was on an AD, I was on DC, and he was successfully killing me because, you know, I was a tank, PvE tank, and he had better friends, more friends, and I had randoms.
Well, didn't end. Someone got to kill you.
Yes, yeah. Lots of people killed me, but mainly it was Zerg down, but that was actually like, it was like a 3v6-7, and he was a 3, we were the 7, and did not end well. And then, oh, you know, kind of like little post-mid-year happenings, you know, March 5th, I tried clearing out my mail unsuccessfully. I went from 1,200 to 1,125, pretty good, feeling pretty good. Pelinal boxes are weird because you only get one Doba style page a day. So I'll open up the boxes until I get one, and then I'll stop. And while trying to leave, you know, 30 slots on for activities on all of the characters that I need to do them on, which is like all of them, because I do crafting writs on them. March 8th, I tried again, but unsuccessfully. At that point in time, I was around 1,500 males, you know, curse of being a successful trader, along with the hireling males. You just get so many. And they just don't stop coming. And then lastly, March 10th, which was like 3 days ago now, 4 days ago now, I finally broke through the end of February and got the end of the campaign rewards, which let me know that there was just a few more days left. And then 2 days ago, I actually was able to break through and actually cleared up my mail, which is pretty good because there was one point in time where I needed more platinum for writs. But my mail was full, and I had to have Vox go buy some platinum for me and trade it to me because I couldn't. Because I did buy some, but it was stuck behind, you know, over 1,000 mails, which was not helpful at all. But now yeah. I have extra platinum, and that's the main takeaway, is that I now have, well, I have a little bit of platinum now, because you go through a lot of platinum when you do lots of crafting writs and master writs.
Yeah, my mail's still pretty full itself, so I feel you on that. But I'm glad you had a good mayhem, dog.
Yep, I'm super excited for the next one, though, you know? Because we should have stackable siege. Maybe even the all-in-one repair kits. Maybe.
Maybe.
I certainly hope so.
Well, we hope you guys had a great mayhem as well as we did, and a great craft celebration. With that, we are going to wrap it up. Still just about an hour. You know how we do. Can't seem to get it under. But we hope you guys enjoyed our little stories. A little bit of a different week for us, our recap episode. And we're going to have our patch notes episode too. So a little bit more down in the dirt and technical for that. But yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed. And I hope you guys have a great week. And Dog, why don't you tell them where they can find us?
All right, you can find us on X or Twitter of the @RedDiamondCast. You can find us on ESO PC or Xbox Guild of Heirs the Red Diamond, which you can join on the Robots Radio Discord found at robotsradio.net.
And if you check our show notes, you'll find all our exclusive links like ESO-Up.com to our music producer and to our sponsors. Plus, if you leave us a 5-star review with some words on Apple Podcast, we will shout it to the stars on the show. And just a 5-star review or anything on Apple or Spotify really helps as well. Helps get our show out there and seen to more people who also have ears and can listen to it. Dog, what about you?
You can find me on Xbox, X, Twitter, ESOPC, all of it at DogBark24.
And it's going to be Xbox, ESO, PC, Twitter, and Twitch at Bob_Chachinsky for me. So thank you guys again for hanging out. I hope you guys all enjoyed Mayhem as much as we did. And we will see you very soon with some patch notes.
Yep, see ya.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Looking for a Fallout audio drama? It's True Vault Escapades. That's right, follow the death-defying adventures of Detective Walter Camry and his vault girl Bunny as they solve the wasteland's biggest mysteries. From the dramatic Texas prologue to the high-stakes world of New Vegas, Walter and Bunny risk it all to crack everything from murders, slaver syndicates, and corruption at the highest level in post-nuclear America. True Vault Escapades. It's a Fallout show with a detective twist. Look for True Vault Escapades wherever you get your podcasts.